It's the Odium Adele review, isn't it?
It's Emmerdale. We right. all know what time it is. What time is it? It's Emmerdale time.
Right, okay. This could really turn into the Kim Tate weekly review show because she's back and she's been at it again this week, but I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
Actually, off air, I've been talking to Pearl about stuff and she's really up to this.
For those listeners that don't know, Kim Tate used to be the most hated.
She was the most hated person on soap operas anywhere ever.
In the UK. And she's just come back to Emmerdale as of 2 weeks ago. Off. And she has caused
mayhem. Mayhem. And she's done it again. But I don't want to talk about that. Today I'm going to talk about the Sharmas and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay.
Sounds
okay.
a bit
intriguing. It's got me interested
already. I've actually talked about the Chocolate Factory before. It's quite pivotal to Emmerdale. Quite a few characters work there.
It's like the Cadbury Factory in Dunedin.
Yeah, exactly like that. Exactly
now
like
defunct,
that.
Closed down.
Oh, yeah. Don't remind me.
But they've got this little factory just outside the village. And it is run by Jay Sharma and his dad, Rishi. Now, Jay's had these moments in the past. He's had he had a full-on Charlie addiction a couple of years ago, and it was actually a bit like, you know, the movie, what's that movie?
Scarface.
It was like that one time. He had a huge bag of coke. You know exactly.
I can't believe I got that in one. Then he goes, say hello to my little friend.
Well, before the gun, that attainment
was
for. Anyway, he had his time with that, and he's got his life back on track. And his dad, Rishi, met Manpreet, who's a local doctor. He just got divorced, so like he started going out with that. And she had a shopping addiction.
Right.
So she was just spending money on her credit card, got a car, repossessed and all that. And she actually stole Rishi's business card, like his credit card, and paid some of her debts
fraud.
Off. Jay found out about it and said, look, you know, what's going on? She declared herself and he said, look, I've had an addiction. I know what's going on. Sort it out. Anyway, Manpreet and Rishi decided to go on holiday to
For
Canada.
Any listeners who are interested, there's no such thing as a shopping addiction. It doesn't exist.
No, it does, though.
No, it doesn't, though. We'll talk about this off here.
No, it does.
No, but it doesn't, though.
Okay, this character in this did, and Emmerdale's like pretty on the butt, mate. We're gonna have more than a conversation,
oh,
brother.
Oh yeah, we will, mate.
I called you brother without a V.
Oh, I'm ready. Look, Rob, I'm ready.
Anyway, Rishi and Manpreet have gone on holiday to Canada because he's got a son over there, and on the way back via Las Vegas, they got
Classic.
Married, which isn't on the way. But anyway. While he was before he went on holiday, Rishi had this big order. Didn't tell Jay. Big orders come in. Everybody's at the work all night. It was like all this tension going on. Rishi's come back. He's all happy. Yeah. And Jay's just gone nuts, right? Said, right, you know, blah, 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 blah. Said, right, we'll meet back at home. I need to tell you something. So they got back home. He's told him everything. And Jay just went absolutely nuts. Oh, you know, blah, 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 blah. Went to the pub, had another big scream up in front of everybody.
Oh no, that's never a good idea.
It was really,
fun.
I quite enjoyed it actually.
Enjoyed watching it.
I enjoyed watching other people's. Whoa, I want to be there.
Yeah, I get that.
Have you ever been somewhere and you thought, oh, I wish I knew what was really going on there?
Oh, actually, yeah, 100%.
Actually, as it happened here one day.
Do you know what though? I tell you my one of that? I was walking down Ponsonby Road and I was walking past a burger bar and I had my headphones in and suddenly I hear this screaming and I took them out like, oh, someone's in trouble. This girl was sitting outside the burger bar at a table by herself screaming into her phone on the middle of Ponsonby Road. There were like six people watching her and I just like wanted to know so badly the other side of that conversation. She was screaming.
Was she screaming words or was she just going?
It was pretty inaudible. No, I never found out. It was kind of like, you fucker. I'm like, can't believe you've done this, screaming, crying. And I had somewhere to be, so I just had to keep walking. But I've always wondered.
Admittedly, that could have been non-burger bar related.
No, I don't think it was burger bar related. That's just where she was.
All right, okay. Well,
Anyway, get back.
Thanks for that sidetrack there, Pearl.
Oh, but, I was so thinking there was going to be a fucking...
I was really hoping you were going to tie back.
Anyway, Jay's like gone really nuts about it. Plus, Manpreet's got a daughter who's a complete nightmare that they tried to hook Jay up with one time. She's got the most ridiculous laugh I've ever heard anywhere. Like, she was like one of the Kardashians. But not that I got anything against them.
Sure.
I know the vibe.
Well, do you know what I mean? Anyway, he said, right, get out of my house. Like, you're after my dad's money. You're just blah, 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 blah. Rishi's gone nuts. They've left.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then his sister said to him, look, you know, if you think she's doing bad to dad, you got to get them back. So he took the big thing and said, sorry, Dad, I made a mistake. Please move back. They've all moved back now. So now he's got his eye on her.
Right.
But I will tell you, can I tell you very quickly what Kim Tate did?
Yeah. Hey, you can tell me anything you want, Rob.
Okay, well, you know she's trying to get hold of Kane Dingle because he didn't kill Joe because we know he's not dead.
But it's alleged,
and he wanted to wind him up. So his step... brother or whatever was up at the big house.
Yeah.
She got hold of his phone and said, please help me, Kane, I'm in the woods. So Kane's gone run into the woods and this phone goes off and he starts digging and he finds this phone and then there's like a thing dug out like a grave. He starts digging, turns around, there's the old Bill.
Oh, it's sus, isn't it?
He's called the old Bill. Said, oh, what are you doing? He said, well, and he explained. But he got arrested. She's just messing with his head.
Fair enough. I mean, framing someone up for digging a grave is pretty...
But there was nothing in there. I don't know why the cops like mucked him around.
Well, if they get called out to be like...
That's what they do sometimes.
I love the idea of like the phone call where it's like, oh, there's a guy that I've seen digging a hole in the woods. Yeah, and it's like, well, we better get out there quick smart and sort that out.
But Kane went round to her and said, look, you know, stop mucking me around.
Fair enough. I mean, to be honest, it's a waste of police time.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it? Is that the...
Well, there's lots of other stuff going on that I told you off air that I don't want to talk about. It's horrible.
I'd like to tell the listenership that there are whole storylines that we have to leave out because they are
they're horrible.
They really are quite catastrophic and... disturbing, and they do not need to be aired.
Because we're all about fun on here.
We're all about having a good time, and it's fun. It's all a good time and fun.
Hell yeah.
All right, thanks, Rob.
Thank you for the rosé cider.
Hey.
It's quite delicious.
A pleasure. I'm glad to have bought it for you, my friend.
Emma Dale.